Good morning with our political observer, Alan Shartok, on a Tuesday morning. And this morning, we're looking at the Supreme Court and a decision on Monday. They vacated the public corruption conviction of former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell, potentially embolying the appeals of New York's former and now convicted Speaker and Majority Leader Sheldon Silver and Dean Skelos, respectively, who were convicted in separate cases last year. Will this impact those convictions, Alan?
Well, we certainly have to assume that they will. The fighting U.S. attorney, Pete Berard, says, nope, they've laid down conditions for these convictions. We think we followed the law, and we think we're fine here. Nevertheless, at least in the Skelos case, there was an assumption that if the McDonald case went south, which it has in the Supreme Court, that Skelos would be in better shape related to his outcome than one might have thought. So both of these men will, of course, appeal. Now, the court was unanimous in its ruling. And here's what it comes down to. Politics is practiced in this country in a particular way. We, the Supreme Court, every one of us, believe that you have to be very strict about the quid pro quo. We knew this from previous cases. And it has to relate to a specific government action that you want. So in the Skelos case, can you find my son a job? That may not make it the test. In the Silver case, you had Silver saying to the doctor, I will give you governmental services, in other words, governmental grants, if you behave in a particular kind of way and send me your patients for my legal business. So there are really major implications. And the sort of expansion of what the law means by U.S. attorneys, including, in my mind, the wonderful Pete Berard, is very much threatened here.
Perhaps even more interestingly, he was on ABC's This Week, Alan, where he had some things to say about corruption in the legislature. Berard said, it's also the case that there's corruption, we believe, in the executive branches as well, and we'll ferret it out wherever we find it.
Well, that sent shockwaves through the Albany establishment, no question. And what basically he was saying, there were two executive branches. We know that the U.S. attorney is looking heavily into what the mayor of New York was doing in order to get campaign contributions, or at least his staff was doing. And we know that on the statewide level, they have really been very interested in what two of the top aides to Andrew Cuomo have done. And I can just tell you, David, and to our wonderful audience, that this is going to be a very interesting time, because I think what was being signaled is stay tuned, which he has said before. And we know that they're looking very closely at these top gubernatorial aides.
Primaries are being held today, Alan, for New York congressional districts, incumbents retiring at the end of the year. 9 Democrats are running to replace Harlem Representative Charles Rangel, 5 more on Long Island, competing for Representative Steve Israel's seat. Also primary contests in the districts of Hudson Valley Republican Representative Chris Gibson and Central New York Republican Representative Richard Hanna. And Gibson's district, of course, we know it's Teachout versus Yandick and Faso versus Heaney.
Well, if the Siena poll yesterday is to be believed, and I do, then Zephyr Teachout, who has a huge name recognition from her fight against Andrew Cuomo, primary fight, will be the victor. This can't spell good news for Andrew Cuomo, I can tell you that much. And then you have the specter of John Faso way ahead in the Republican primary. What the Siena poll didn't tell us yesterday, and which many of us wish it did, was, okay, so if it's Faso versus Teachout, who's going to win? I mean, what are the polls showing that is a very contested, very close district? Faso has lost several contests in the past, and we don't know. Faso is a Republican, Republican, Republican. That's who he is. Chris Gibson was not. Chris Gibson was a guy who played issue by issue. Zephyr Teachout is to the left of the Democratic Party. So now you're going to have this Republican, Republican, Republican against somebody who is on the left and is very interested. She is very interested in corruption. Written a book about corruption. So her coming on the scene is going to be fascinating because you can believe that she gets the United States Congress. She's going to have a lot to say about the way that place works.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, joining us. Thanks as always, Alan.
Thank you, David.